Chapter 10. Now after this, the Lord appointed 72 others, and sent them forth, two by two before him, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry neither purse, nor wallet, nor sandals, and greet no one on the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace be there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they have, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house, and whatever town you enter, and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' But whatever town you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust from your town that cleaves to us, we shake off against you.' Yet know this, that the kingdom of God is at hand. I say to you that it will be more tolerable for Sodom in that day than for that town. Woe to thee, Chorazin! Woe to thee, Bethsaida! For if in Tyre and Sidon had been worked the miracles that had been worked in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted to heaven? Thou shalt be thrust down to hell. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Now the 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject to us in thy name." But he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the might of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. But do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice rather in this, that your names are written in heaven." In that very hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and prudent, and didst reveal them to little ones. Yes, Father, for such was thy good pleasure. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and him to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And turning to his disciples, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer got up to test him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to gain eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How dost thou read?' He answered and said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole strength, and with thy whole mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly. Do this, and thou shalt live.' But he, wishing to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered, "A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell in with robbers, who, after both stripping him and beating him, went their way, leaving him half dead. But as it happened, a certain priest was going down the same way, and when he saw him, he passed by. And likewise a Levite also, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came upon him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And he went up to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And setting him on his own beast, he brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more thou spendest, I, on my way back, will repay thee.' Which of these three, in thy opinion, proved himself neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He who took pity on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go, and do thou also in like manner." And it came to pass, as they were on their journey, that he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him to her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also seated herself at the Lord's feet and listened to his word. But Martha was busy about much serving, and she came up and said, "Lord, is it no concern of thine that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her, therefore, to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, and yet only one thing is needful. Mary has chosen the best part, and it will not be taken away from her."